Hey everyone, this is Sprocket with the Sprocket and Chubbs Outdoor Podcast. I am recording today to close out the Sprocket and Chubbs Outdoor Podcast. We've had a good run. What does that mean? What does it mean to have a good run? Well, according to the Cambridge Dictionary, a good run is to experience joy or success in some endeavor, but only for a limited period of time. I've had a lot of good runs in my life, and some of 60K was a good run, painful, but a good run. 28 years in the Navy was a good run. I've had some great runs at some quality animals and some good hunts. Chubbs and I had a 13-month good run at podcasting together. But sadly, all good runs come to an end. And with that said, this will be the final episode for Sprocket and Chubbs Outdoor Podcast. What have we accomplished in that 13 months? Well, we established ourselves as a pretty dang good podcast, and we had a lot of fun with it. And we recorded from some really unique locations from the field. I recorded from several different hunt locations. A lot of them were packed into some different spots. Chubbs recorded from the archery range. I've recorded from a couple of different airports. We recorded while driving down the highway, returning from an elk hunt on a 28-hour drive. We've recorded at a hosted event in Wisconsin with Chris Hamm and another incredible nonprofit, the HHA USA nonprofit, and the Vortex Archery Shoot 2 years ago in Wisconsin. We've recorded with some stellar guests. Several different companies, several different quote unquote celebrities from the outdoor industry, and a couple of other really cool nonprofits. We've grown together, not only in just a podcast, but our friendship and our faith, and our faith has grown as well. We have had some wonderful sponsors associated with the Sprocket and Chubbs Outdoor Podcast. A couple of them is truly what, well, one of them brought Chubbs and I together. It was 3 years ago now in Nebraska. Badlands, the Red Skull, Badlands gear, the camo, the company that offers you an unconditional lifetime warranty on their gear. And Al and I truly believe in Badlands and who they are, what they stand for, and the quality of their gear. So thank you, Badlands, for being the foundation of our friendship and what brought us together, and also kind of helped put this show together. Thank you for your support through this endeavor. I want to thank Vortex. Vortex was a founding sponsor for Sprocket and Chubbs Outdoor Podcast. Chubbs and I both rely on Vortex optics. It's the only glass or optics that I will use out in the field. We want to thank you for your support. HHA Sports, our first year, our first 12 months. No, our first 10 months. Chris Hamm and HHA Sports was a title sponsor for the Sprocket and Chubbs Outdoor Podcast. Thank you, HHA Sports. Best bow sight in America, if not the entire world. Especially the Rise series. And yes, I do believe that there is a little bit of background on why Chris Hamm named that bow sight, the Rise, and we just celebrated that holiday, which within the last couple of years. Happy belated Easter. We want to thank Latitude Outdoors, Saddle Company, Whitetail Aficionados, my preferred hunting style of choice and an activity that Chubbs thought that he would never get into. And I had the opportunity to start that journey with him. And now Chubbs is an avid Latitude Outdoor saddle fan. We want to thank Latitude Outdoors and all the guys associated with that incredible American-based company and for their support. We had who recently joined us, Wilderness Athlete Supplements. I am a big Wilderness Athlete fan. I've been using their product for almost 2 years now, and my choice in their products have grown. And their t-shirts, their hoodies, and their ball caps they're just awesome. I love their designs. I wear their stuff multiple times a week. They joined us as a sponsor for 2024. It was a short ride. Thank you, Wilderness Athlete, for believing in us and offering our listeners a discount code for this year, albeit the short time period. And the Love Sauce, my good friend who we just recorded with, Harry Aladdin. Thank you for supporting our show with your hot sauce company, offering listeners the ability to get a discount on some very, very high quality hot sauces. And, you know, it's where does the conversation go? This is a one-sided conversation. I'm closing it out for both of us. Had a wonderful journey. Learned a lot about podcasting, what it is to create a show from the ground up, how to pull in topics and pull in guests, listeners, what are we doing wrong, what are we doing right, building an Instagram page for the show, building a YouTube channel for the show, learning how to transfer all of that media from the podcast engine, I will say, over to YouTube. And seeing our listener base grow was a lot of fun. We've had downloads from several different countries, not just states, but several different countries. And that was kind of a big accomplishment for us to see that our content was being downloaded and listened to in multiple different countries. We've shared topics about turkey hunting and deer hunting and elk hunting, backcountry hunting, shotguns, turkey loads, archery equipment, boots, trekking poles, nutrition, water filters. Man, our love for Badlands again. We've just had so many hours of content, of laughter, some of it controversial. There were so many things that we never had the opportunity to dive into together. But the plan that God had for us was not longevity. Sometimes quality is more important than quantity. And for 13 months, my good friend Chubbs and I had the opportunity to sit in front of Zoom screens and microphones from wherever we were at, engaging with each other, sharing with each other, encouraging each other, and providing an outlet positive for all of you. All of our content that we published was based off of our personal experience with the equipment and the gear that we have had. We were not paid to promote a particular product. We're not held to a contract by any company for any of the content that we pushed out to all of you. We hope that our content stays open on the airways, if nothing more than on YouTube. And we hope that you go back and listen to our show as time goes on. And remember that everything that we shared with you was an open, raw, honest truth from experience from those different topics. Sadly, this is it. This is going to be a short show because I don't want to just sit here and look at my own face on Zoom and ramble on. So a cup of coffee, a quick beverage, whatever it took you to listen to this last ramble from Sprocket. This is the Sprocket and Chubbs Outdoor Podcast, thanking you for spending the last 13 months with us. Thank you for your support. It was a good run.